I'm speaking with Dr. Cheryl Young. She's a chiropractor out in San Francisco. She's very experienced, and she's agreed to talk to me today about her experience with using chiropractic to treat TMJ and bruxism, clenching of the jaws. Dr. Cheryl Young, welcome to Naging Now.
Thank you.
Cheryl, what's your experience with TMJ and bruxism and clenching of the jaw?
Well, over the years, I've seen quite a bit of it. And I would say in the last couple of years, I have seen it more. I think that's just due to a lot more stress, especially since 2008.
You mean because of the recession, the depression?
Yes.
You're saying that stress is related to clenching the jaw?
Yes, it is.
Chiropractors really study musculoskeletal system and the nervous system in, I would say, much greater detail than allopathic physicians. What can you tell us about the anatomy and structure that might be informative to us?
Well, keeping it simple would be what we know as the muscles of mastication.
Mastication, not, mastication, right?
Yes.
That means chewing.
Yes, exactly.
Just to be clear for the audience.
All right. So you have your masseter muscle, you have your internal pterygoid, and your medial pterygoid.
That's pterygoid, pterygoid.
Those three are probably your main ones that really do cause the problem of clenching. I mean, when you say TMJ, you're talking about temporal, which is also a muscle, the temporalis muscle. So that makes up temporal, mandibular.
Mandibular means jaw.
Yes. So TMJ, joint.
Temporomandibular joint.
Right.
So the masseter muscle, that's kind of a commonly known muscle. That's the muscle that moves your teeth up and down. And it's supposedly the strongest muscle in the body. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Short and strong.
Yes, it is.
I think of those trapeze artists that like hang by their jaws. They like hold on to something from their mouth and they're like doing all these acrobatics. That's this masseter muscle in play.
Mm-hmm.
So the masseters clench down, and how did the pterygoids get involved?
Well, the pterygoid, the medial one, is also attached to your mandible, which is the lower part of the jaw, and then your lateral one runs along your cheekbone. And when I work on the TMJ, I'm usually going inside your mouth.
That's a little painful, probably.
It can bring tears to the eyes, yes, but most people will come back and ask me to do it again. Because it does allow for a lot of relief. You know, it can be painful, but once you have it done, like I said, people come back and say, I didn't like that, but I got a lot of relief, so could we do it again?
Yeah, because it just releases the muscles and you get some relaxation around your jaw and you have a relief of pain.
Correct.
First of all, is that typical chiropractic treatment for TMJ?
I think not all.
You're a very special chiropractor. You're very talented and very experienced, and I think that you practice differently than many other chiropractors.
I just tend to do a lot more soft tissue work, but I think a lot of them are starting to do that now because I think they're starting to realize that we do have to kind of work on the soft tissues because that's what normally pulls things out of alignment so that adjustments will last longer. You'll stay more stabilized.
Great. So we know that clenching your jaw can affect your teeth, can even impact the bones of your jaw. Does clenching your teeth and grinding your teeth have any other impacts on your body?
Most people will complain of headaches in the morning when they wake up. And also, if they're really clenching, they'll even say that their jaws hurt when they awake in the morning. It can cause your whole musculature in your neck, mostly like your scalenes. There's three of those in your neck, and your levator, your traps, all those get involved.
So your whole neck and shoulder girdle can get impacted.
Yes, correct.
So can people damage their jaw joint by clenching and grinding? I mean, we know that they can damage their teeth and their jaw bone, but can they damage their jaw joint?
Well, there's a disc on top of the condyle of your mandible, and that can become malformed. So with all that grinding, you can break down the cartilage. So sometimes when people open their jaw and the disc has become misplaced due to all the grinding, then that's what the popping is. So when you drop your jaw open, it pops. or sometimes if depending upon where the disc is, you'll get a pop on the way back up. Now you can also damage that joint with whiplash, because in whiplash your head goes back, the jaw drops down, and you can damage the disc. So sometimes people will end up with TMJ problems after a car accident, and they never had any TMJ problems before then.
So there's a disc on the lower jaw where the jaw inserts into the skull, basically.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so that disc is like the cartilage in your knee or any other joint.
Right, and it can become malformed and it can degenerate.
Yeah, it can get worn down. So that clicking noise is the lower jaw coming in and out of the joint, basically.
Yeah, and flipping over the disc. It has a lot to do with the disc, that popping.
So that clicking thing can be a good party trick too, though, huh?
Well, I suppose it could be, yes. If you find that humorous, yeah.
Or it can kill a romance.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So,
what's the worst case of TMJ you've ever seen?
Well, I had this one person who, when she opened her jaw, you could hear the cracking all the way across the room. And she said she was in a meditation group and everyone could hear her and they had a hard time meditating.
You mean because her jaw was cracking so loud it was making noise in the meditation hall?
Yes.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So that was probably the worst case.
How did you treat her?
I did a lot of internal jaw work with her and adjusting of the neck. She was wearing a night guard since 1991, so.
The thing with the night guard is that it doesn't really stop you from clenching. It just gives you some space between your teeth. It protects your teeth from getting worn down. That extra space between your teeth means that your masseter muscle can't be fully contracted.
You're right.
They're not a prevention and they're not a cure for TMJ. They're just a symptomatic.
They just help with the symptoms. You know, you have to sort of look at your stress level and you have to look at other things to see what you can help along the way. Are you clenching your jaw during the day? You can put little dots around places and say, every time you see the dot, are my teeth together? Little things like that. You can yawn. That opens up the jaw, jutting your lower jaw forward. Also stretches those muscles. And, you know, meditation, you know, acupuncture, you know, all those other alternatives you have to look at.
Anything else you want to add about clenching your jaw, grinding your teeth, TMJ, chiropractic?
No, that's about it.
It's great talking to you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much.
That was Dr. Cheryl Young, chiropractor in the Sunset District of San Francisco. Again, the dim.